Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Everyone has a pet peeve. Something very specific that gets under their skin and just won't leave. Incessantly irritating until you just want to scream even though no one else really seems to care all that much. Great and small, we all have them. And today we're going to talk about mine. I hate the term decimation. Okay, I don't hate the term, I hate how the word is used. Now, language does evolve and words do change meaning over time, which is a totally normal thing to occur. So I'm under no illusions that this will be curbed anytime in the future. But I feel that the very nature of decimation itself is cause for consideration. Decimation, or to decimate, decimated, decimating, are typically used to describe a scene of total, if not complete, destruction. Storms decimate towns, sports teams get decimated by other better teams, crops are decimated by locusts. The term is in common enough use that it really shouldn't be needed to be described. However, what decimation really is, what it really means, is far more brutal, personal, and focused in scope, hiding a horrific history of needless violence, all in the name of team spirit. The most famous act of literal decimation that most audiences may be familiar with was the work of Rome's own golden boy, Crassus, of the First Triumvirate. Looking to prove his martial prowess to his mostly green troops following an early loss in 71 BCE to the freed armies of Spartacus, Crassus ordered an unrecorded number of his soldiers to undergo decimation. A tradition in the Roman legions begun some 400 years earlier that had fallen out of favor before even the Punic Wars. The process was relatively straightforward, at least in theory. You'd gather up the army or section of the army you wish to punish or motivate, be it a single cohort of roughly 500 or an entire force of tens of thousands, and you'd have them break into groups of 10 or a deca. One from these 10 would be chosen, often by lot, to receive the decimation, without recourse or chance to appeal. The other 9, who usually would have all served together with the victim for years, would then be forced to beat their comrade to death, typically in a manner that was not quick. While they are being ruthlessly murdered by their best friends, at the command of their beloved general, other groups would be seen and heard all around them, all enacting the same terrible fate on their unlucky brethren. Once a decimation had been ordered, there would be no mercy or respite, with those tasked with the ritual execution themselves under the threat of death if they did not follow through with the order. First allegedly devised by consul Appius Claudius in 471 BCE during the early Italian wars against the Volsci, one of the young republic's immediate southern neighbors, and a people so totally assimilated by Rome that Augustus himself was a descendant, decimation was devised as a means of punishment for his scattered armies, who had fled from battle. Appius felt that something needed to terrify the rest of his men back in order, so commanded that, of the forces who remained who hadn't attempted to escape, 1/10 of them would also be killed, be they guilty or not. According to Polybius, 1/10 would be the desired figure, or close to, regardless of the size of the troops being decimated, resulting in some small and very large decimations over the course of history. Needless to say, even among Romans, this wasn't a very popular management strategy. And almost completely vanished during their already crushing wars with Carthage and the Marian and Sulla civil conflicts, before Crassus reinvigorated the practice during the late years of the Republic. Thankfully, this resurgence itself didn't last very long, as the nature of the Roman forces made its application increasingly difficult. During the Republic, the majority of Roman legionaries were made of Romans, specifically land-owning Romans, who had a duty to protect their city and their farmland. Adhering to their command structure and staying in formation during a battle was a matter of honor at a time when honor could hold more clout than money, at least according to later Roman writers. Following the Marian and Julian military reforms, soldiers fighting for Rome were increasingly mercenaries or foreigners, seeking either citizenship, power, or money. All goals that would be undermined if they accepted being needlessly murdered for morale. According to Christian legend, one of the last armies to face official decimation under Rome was the Theban Legion of St. Maurice. 6,666 soldiers who en masse had converted to Christianity while on campaign. Allegedly, this force was ordered into a police action against some Christians in Switzerland, an order that they ignored on religious grounds. This was followed by further orders, and then commands of punishment, namely in the form of the standard decimation. When this too was ignored, the Emperor Maximian commanded that the whole lot be executed, possibly by simply repeating the decimation practice until 6,666 became zero. Historians debate whether or not this is true, though it is generally accepted that the Theban Legion was executed for one reason or another. That wasn't the last we saw of decimation, though. While it took over 1,000 years for standing Western armies to work up to a size where decimating their own forces wouldn't lead to catastrophic defeat on the battlefield, it was another Roman Empire, the Holy Roman Empire, that saw it returned, albeit sporadically, following their defeat at the Battle of Breitenfeld against Swedish forces. The loss had been attributed to a single cavalry unit that had fled before making contact with the enemy, causing other units to panic and follow suit, causing a rout. The Holy Roman Royal Court had the entire unit dissolved and erased from the Imperial Army, their officers all executed outside Prague, and their serving men decimated, chosen by a roll of some dice, their deaths possibly resulting from gunshots rather than a brutal beating. Decimation would later sporadically appear during the early decades of communism, particularly during the Battle of Stalingrad, as a way to spur Soviet forces to sacrifice themselves to the meat grinder that was the Eastern Front, under the suggestion that soldiers at least stood a chance against German bullets, if there was a higher chance that desertion would see them shot dead anyway. So maybe keep that in mind next time you're searching for a synonym for defeat.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.